Herbs in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Toby Liss, and I study green roof plants at SUNY ESF. I chose creeping juniper, which is Juniperus horizontalis is the Latin name. I'm really partial to plants that are aromatic in any way, that smell nice. So juniper is definitely one that has a nice smell. So you don't find it in Pennsylvania. It's actually sort of New York and north into Canada, but it's pretty widespread across Canada and the northern United States. And it sort of tends to be in like pretty sunny or rocky locations. It's low growing and creeping, so it doesn't get very tall, and it kind of grows by spreading across the ground. They call it creeping because it grows in these long trailing strands that kind of reach out in every direction, and each of those strands can kind of root in at new locations. So if you know what like a ground cover is in landscaping, they use it as a ground cover a lot of the time. It's very wintry. It's a very like fresh, pungent sort of smell. And if you know what gin smells like, it's very similar to that because they use juniper to flavor gin. I don't know that this is an official use, but it's sort of a good breath freshener or like underarm freshener if you're out like in the backcountry and that's the only thing available. It's a very strong smell, so it covers other smells. It sort of reminds me of the journey that I've been on learning more about plants in graduate school. Something interesting about juniper is it has what looks like berries, but botanically they're not actually berries because juniper's a conifer. So they actually are cones like you would see on a pine cone. They're just fleshy. So they look like a berry, but juniper doesn't make a flower, so it doesn't make botanical fruit. That's something that I definitely wouldn't have known before going to graduate school to study plants. So it kind of reminds me of like, yeah, I really have learned a lot about how plants work.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.